Hey, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Casey Ryback. I work in human resources. I don't think we've ever met before, but how are you?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, the reason I'm calling you today is that the company is doing a big charity push. I'm assuming that you've seen all the emails.
Yeah, I've seen a few emails.
Okay, good. Well, I noticed that you haven't given anything to the cause yet.
Yeah.
I'm just calling to ask what the reason for that is.
But is it mandatory?
Oh, no, it's not mandatory to be a good person at all. I mean, that's, I guess, your own choice, but I was just...
Wait, I'm sorry?
I said it's not mandatory.
No, I think you said it's mandatory to be a good person.
I don't think I ever said that. I just said it's not mandatory.
No, you said it's not mandatory to be a good person. I heard that.
Well, maybe you have a guilty conscience, and that's just what you heard me say, because I definitely did not say that.
Oh, my God.
I apologize for any sort of communication breakdown we just had, but I promise you, I just said it's not mandatory.
Okay, maybe I heard something, but I swear it sounded like you kind of had a little jab in there at me.
Oh, no, I apologize. I swear I didn't say anything like that.
I'm kind of under a deadline crunch here. I'm not sure what you need from me, Casey.
Well, I'll just I'll just be blunt with you, okay? Our CEO is going to see the names on the list of people who contributed and those who didn't. And I would just hate it if you were on the did not donate folder. Just because
this was a completely optional thing. I guess I'm not following here where this comes as something I'm going to be evaluated on as far as the company goes.
It's optional, technically, but right. I'm just assuming our CEO is very passionate about this cause. So I don't know. If it were me, I'd want to donate.
It's not anonymous at all. I mean, there's a complete record going throughout the company of who donates to what and how much they donate.
Yeah, I mean, we have to keep track of that stuff.
Oh, my God. Really? But it's shared? I mean, I understand if it's kept track of, but it's shared?
Well, yeah, I give the CEO a breakdown of who's donated and who hasn't, and then he does what he sees fit with that information. So would you like to donate?
I'm not feeling like I have much of a choice at this point.
Oh, it's completely up to you. I don't want to pressure you. I can take the donation right now on the phone with you.
Do you have a suggestion, I guess, to make me look good on the list?
Anything you want. Doesn't really matter. Any little bit helps.
Okay. So $20 then.
$20.
What? You said any amount.
I did, but I didn't think you'd actually take me up on it. Wow.
Oh my God. So what amount should I donate? What is
I don't know. I mean, you could probably go a little higher than $20, can't you?
Fine. Put me down for 40 then.
All right, let me just finalize it in here, and perfect. I got you down for $400.
Whoa! Hey, wait a second. I didn't say $400. I said $40.
I heard 400.
No, I said 40. You said 20. You laughed at me for that, and I said 40, not 400. Are you kidding me?
I thought maybe I laughed at you, and you decided to finally man up and, you know, get a real number in there. So I thought you said 400. I apologize. I just finalized it though, so.
You finalized it? No, you got to be able to go back in there and change something. That's going to make me overdrawn. I said $40.
Listen.
Did you just tell me I manned up too? What kind of HR guy are you?
It's for hungry orphans.
Yeah, I realize who it's for. I've seen the emails, but I'm going to be a hungry orphan if you've taken $400. Is there someone else I can talk to about this? Can I talk to your manager?
I can put you on the phone with the CEO, but all he's going to hear is how much you hate hungry orphans.
Are you kidding me? No, he's not going to hear that, and I don't hate hungry orphans. Good Lord.
Did you just tell me that you hate hungry orphans?
No, I don't.
Is it the orphan part or the hungry part that you hate?
I don't hate any orphans,
well,
okay?
Then what is it? What do you hate? Because it's obviously something that you hate about orphans.
What is your problem, man?
Oh, this is a prank phone call. That's the problem.
What are you talking about?
I mean that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, man, are you serious?
Yeah, your coworker Dave set you up.
Oh, my God.
He emailed us to say you guys are getting pressured to donate to some charity at work.
Oh, man. Okay.
So I never got the answer. Do you hate orphans or do you want them to be hungry? I'm not sure which thing you're against here.
Yeah, I hate orphans, man.